Now, Jamie Oliver has a new ally in his campaign to improve school dinners. She's 9-year-old Martha Payne from Argyll. Martha writes a blog called neverseconds.blogspot.com in which she shows photographs of her school dinner and gives a verdict on how filling and how healthy it is. It hasn't been going for long, but it has already attracted more than 310,000 hits. Well, I spoke to Martha and her dad, Dave, after school last week.
It's about the school dinners because they're a wee bit small and sometimes they're not very nice either.
And what made you start writing it in the first place?
I wanted to do a writing exercise because I like writing, and my dad suggested writing a blog, and then we thought about writing a one about school dinners, so we did.
And you take photographs of some of the dinners as well, don't you?
Yeah.
What have been some of the main things you've said about your school dinners?
Sometimes they don't stick to the menu. Sometimes the younger ones get more than the bigger ones. And generally, sometimes it's not very nice.
And you give particular ratings, yeah, don't you? What specific things do you rate?
I rate the foodometer, which is how much I like it. The health rating, I am out of 10. The price I pay to have it. The courses which I have, like main and dessert or starter and main, and how many pieces of hair you find in your food.
Have you ever found a piece of hair in your food?
I have, but not when I was doing the blog.
Oh, right. So that happened before you started writing the blog.
Yeah.
Dad, Dave, what do you think of this?
Well, we're all kind of slightly surprised about how big it's got. It was a great way to start writing with Martha. You know, once she came and said she wanted to write, and, you know, we've got a friend who's a journalist in Spain, and that kind of inspired her to write. I had to support it. I wanted to support it, and we started the blog, and then it was great because we had, you know, we read other people's blogs and we saw, you know, what worked and what didn't, and also had a chance to chat about kind of internet security, about hiding your name and not giving away too much. And then the moment that Martha produced the camera and I saw the pictures, it was a real shock to me.
A shock in what way? Because I'm assuming you'll have had conversations at home about school dinners and what did you have for lunch, that kind of standard conversation. But you obviously hadn't seen the food before. So when you did, what did you think?
The thing that surprised me was when your child in primary one goes for their first lunch, you go with them. And, you know, it was great, great food, great fare. Big thumbs up. And that was the lasting impression with me. And when the menus come out to us, we see on the back that it says, you know, it's complied with regulations from the Scottish Government 2008. And so you're left with this image of it's a healthy meal that your children are being offered. And what I saw in the photograph wasn't, I don't think, substantial enough, wasn't good value and didn't look particularly healthy to me.
Martha, what do you think about the overall standard of the food at lunchtime at school?
Sometimes it's really nice, but sometimes it's not, and you don't really get much vegetables.
David, I mean, you mentioned your surprise at the reaction to this. How far might this go? I mean, are you hoping that as a result of this, the meals are going to change?
I would hope that the meals do improve. I do feel in the school, you know, that the teachers have been fantastic because they gave Martha permission to do this blog. The staff at the kitchens are fantastic as well, and I don't think there's, you know, any willingness from them to put bad food in front of the kids, but somewhere things have gone awry. What I'd like to see, you know, happen from this is lots of kids blogging about their food. I mean, it's a great way, and the interesting thing has been through Twitter, people have sent me photographs of their school dinners, and it's been staff working in school kitchens around the country, and they've sent me a photograph of their school dinner and the price, and some of the, you know, most of them are better, all of them are better, and there's so much, you know, fantastic roast dinner, roast potatoes, two veg, fantastic pudding, £1.95.
And that's despite the fact that, I mean, you acknowledge that money is tight here.
Yes, yeah, and that's why I think we're willing to pay £2 and things. So I just want the kids to sit down and with their pals have a blether. I mean, if other kids kind of got into writing and there was an awareness that maybe, despite the, you know, campaigns and all the things I've seen in the press over it's going on for years, that you can still find really poor examples of food. I didn't expect it, and I think it may be something that could take off and people could share their experiences.
And how much longer are you going to carry on writing this blog?
I'm not really sure, but I think I'm going to try and carry it on for quite a while.
And what about in the long term? What does it make you think about journalism and writing as a career now?
I want to be a journalist because I met the journalist in Spain, and she's really nice.
We're all very nice.
And so
if you believe that, you'll believe anything. Thank you both very much. It's been good talking to you. Well, since I chatted to Martha and Dave, they've been tweeted by Jamie Oliver. He said, and I quote, "Shocking but inspirational blog. Keep going. Big love from Jamie." Listening to Martha and Dave, Jane Murphy, who's responsible for school meals in Argyle and Bute. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What do you think of Martha's blog?
I was quite surprised when I saw the pictures, because my view really was that it shows only half a meal. What's not visible in those pictures is the wide range of choices that we have available every day, both in that school and in all our schools across Argyll and Bute. We do provide a range of fruit, a wide range of veg and salad options, including things like lettuce, cherry tomatoes, fruits, watercress. I could go on.
Right. So why aren't they being eaten then?
Well, they are, and they are being eaten by a large number of pupils. Unfortunately, the pictures just demonstrate really what Martha has chosen for those 4 days. Martha also says in her blog that there are there's many items that she quite enjoys in the menu.
Yes,
and she
absolutely.
Did like some of them.
Yep, no,
but
I happily acknowledge that.
Really, the four pictures don't demonstrate the examples of the million meals that our service produces annually across Argyll and Bute.
But the portions in some cases are, in her words, meagre, and if she does choose vegetable and fruit, there's not enough of it.
There is plenty provided, I can assure you of that. We do like to encourage the pupils to make their own choices. We don't fill the trays for them with lots of fruit, but we do have staff on hand that can help them to make healthy choices.
Be honest, are you annoyed with this school for allowing this to happen? Because there must be, in their minds, a certain irritation as to what they are able to serve up. Otherwise, presumably, they'd have said to Martha, "We'd rather you didn't write this blog."
Absolutely not. I'm quite happy with the school in question is providing a choice and a range of food.
And are you happy with them allowing Martha to write the blog?
The blog is Martha's own writing project, and I would certainly not pass comment to say that she shouldn't be doing that. It's quite an innovative approach to having a writing project.
I suppose the other issue it raises is that you've put the choice there and you've made that quite clear, and I know there are guidelines from the Scottish Government about that.
Yes.
But it's one thing to put the choices there. It's quite another to have a sufficiently imaginative approach to encourage the children to make the right choices, isn't it? And maybe
Absolutely.
That is not happening.
There is a whole school approach to encouraging pupils to make healthy choices. And both the catering staff and the teaching staff and parents are involved in that process. With Curriculum for Excellence, there is a real focus on developing responsible citizens who make informed choices and decisions. And making lunch choices as part of a classroom experience is a very important part of that.
Are you going to chat to Martha about what's served up in her school?
I am always willing to talk to our pupils and parents to improve the service that we offer. We have, if we need to develop our menus, we run a range of pupil workshops and focus groups. And in developing our brand new menu, Martha's School were part of that process, and we had a focus group with pupils from Lough Ilkhead Primary to feed into the next menu development.
And hand on heart, given what Father Dave said, do the menus look better than the actual food does?
Absolutely not. The menus are a good example of what can be done in collaboration with catering staff, teaching staff and pupils. And the food that we have on offer, as I say, on Martha's blog, there are only 4 photographs, and we are providing over 1 million meals a year. The school that Martha goes to produces about 430 meals a day, and all we are seeing are 4 photographs.
Okay. Jane Murphy, thank you very much for coming on. You can see pictures of Martha's school dinners on our website and also the link to her blog. And it sounds as if it might be carrying on for a while longer.